Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Rick Lepsinger is here. I know. I'm excited, too. Rick's a longtime Brain Trust member, president of On Point Consulting, author of Flexible Leadership, also Closing the Execution Gap. We've helped him launch both of those books. He's one of our top management experts in the Brain Trust. That means he has a lot of different disciplines. That means he's really smart. He's our good friend, Rick. Welcome back.
Thanks, Jim. It's great to be here.
It's good to have you back. So I was asking the audience to nod their head if they'd ever had any conflicts. And then I asked them if they'd ever had any resolutions. And I was pointing out that conflicts seem to happen. We don't seem to have to remember conflicts. They seem to happen on their own. But the resolutions take a lot more intention, don't they?
Yeah, no, absolutely. And, you know, your point is also right that conflicts are ubiquitous. I don't get to use that word very often. But
I love that word. That's an excellent 50-cent word.
Yeah, I love to throw that in when I can. But conflicts, even in really positive relationships, you know, people you get along with, people you agree with, you still have conflicts. And conflicts are really just a difference of opinion. I mean, that's all they are, is a different point of view. They don't
you're saying a conflict doesn't have to be daggers drawn. It could just be I don't agree with you.
Yeah. The conflict actually is neutral. It's not good or bad. It's how you manage it that is either positive and or negative.
Right.
And you can expect to have differences of opinion, you know, frequently, which can, in fact, be a very, very good thing. Having conflict can actually have very positive outcomes.
Well, and also, every negotiation has elements of conflict in it, right? I mean, if you're trying to sell a customer, they could be disappointed and maybe a little irritated that you don't have everything they want, or you can't deliver it when they want it, or whatever.
Right.
And that could be the case. If you're working with an employee, if you're negotiating with a business partner, there are a lot of different ways that it could come up in a negotiation where everybody's pretty basically happy.
Right, exactly. And conflicts usually revolve around four main areas. It's either a difference over facts, you know, what one person thinks is true versus the other person, a difference over goals, what you're trying to accomplish, a difference over method, the way you're going to get something done,
right,
or a difference over values, you know, your beliefs about how the world works. And, it's important to be clear about what you're in conflict about, because some of those conflicts are more straightforward to resolve than others. You know, for example, a conflict over facts, in theory, is fairly straightforward to resolve.
But Rick, you're entitled to your own opinion, but you're not entitled to your own facts.
Well, exactly right. And that's why, in theory, you can resolve a conflict over facts in a fairly straightforward way.
If the other person is devoted to the facts, not to their own facts.
Well, yeah.
And that's where the conflict happens, right? I mean, it isn't a conflict over facts if everybody agrees on what the facts are.
Right, and that's why it's helpful to be able to go to some source document, you know, like a contract, or if you're saying that we have 100 customer complaints or 10 customer complaints, let's go get the data to be able to see what the actual situation is.
And I like the fact that you brought it up first, Rick, facts up first, because this is where in selling we try to get the facts out of the way real quick, meaning if I talk to a customer and they tell me what their issues are and I show them that I can solve that issue at least to this point in the process, Then I asked them, have we covered this? Are you convinced now that I can take care of this? I need them to say yes, because if they don't say yes, I can't move on because we're stuck on a fact.
Right.
And so
right.
That's exactly where I do. Right. That's where I do an interim close. I say, can we agree that this is done? You're happy with that? We can put that aside. We don't have to come back to that. And then they'll say yes. Then we can move on. And I think in a negotiation or other conflict, if you can't get the facts straightened out and put it to bed, no matter how far down the road you go, you're going to be coming back to this over and over again.
Yeah. And to your point, it's important to make sure and confirm that you're in conflict about the same thing. In other words, you might think you're talking about a difference in fact.
Right.
But the person you're talking to might be focused more on a difference in goal.
Right.
And you need to make sure you're focused on the same stuff so you can actually resolve that particular component.
Right. So when you talk about methods, how does that work?
Well, the thing about, again, it really does to make sure that if you're going to resolve a conflict over methods in terms of how something gets done, it's important to make sure that you're aligned around goals. Because if you have different goals, you know, in other words, a different outcome in mind, it's almost impossible to resolve a conflict over methods, because mm-hmm. methods are how you're going to achieve it. So everybody's sort of focused on a different outcome. But if you step back and check on, are we trying to get to the same outcome? If you agree on that, then I'm
right.
more open to various methods as long as it gets me to the agreed outcome,
mm-hmm.
and I can be more available to other suggestions and not just stick with the one I happen to be most comfortable with.
Right. And you also have value. You also have values here, and this is really important for people who do business together. In terms of, when I say together, I don't mean customer and vendor. I mean like partners. If you can't get on the same page on values, then you got a train wreck waiting to happen.
Yeah, absolutely. As a matter of fact, values are the most difficult conflict to resolve. And if you take a look, even at the political situation, you can see a clash of values. And values is really not necessarily fact-based. It's a belief.
Right.
And it's a belief that you're right, the other person is wrong.
That's right.
Or that something is very important. And again, it doesn't make you wrong. It just means it's hard to resolve
right.
those differences in values.
So this is, folks, this is how you get into the conflict. We come back. Rick's going to, he's got 7 steps that he's going to offer us to help us get out of these, to resolve them. Conflict resolution, that's what we want, right? And we're going to be right back after this break, 20 after. I'm Jim Blassing, and Rick Lepsinger is our guest.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.